Potential is defined as possible, what we are capable of being or becoming, as opposed to the actual. So each of us has the ability to exceed our actual reality and reach the possible or potential, if we put in the effort and have the right mindset. That is why I asked Carol Dweck to be with us here today. Carol is a professor of psychology at Stanford University and author of the book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. Her work and research looks at the origins of various mindsets, their role in motivation and self-regulation, and their impact on achievement. I think this conversation will have an impact on your personal achievement. Carol, welcome to Success. Great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So, Carol, I want to get right into the thick of things here while we have this great time with you. So define the word mindset for us then and how it applies to our discussion today. Maybe give us a few examples so that we can really see what you're talking about.
In my research, I find that some people have what I call a fixed mindset. They believe their basic talents and abilities are just fixed traits. But other people have a growth mindset. They understand that talents and abilities can be developed.
So I read where you said that we are all born with an intense drive to learn. So talk about that and explain what happens as we develop and grow that we somehow tend to maybe lose that drive.
Virtually every baby is an intense, perpetual learner. And they're not daunted by setbacks. A child doesn't say, gee, I'm trying to walk, but this is too humiliating. I think I'll just sit it out. They don't stop trying to learn to talk, even though they make mistakes night and day. But sometime in toddlerhood, many kids start getting self-conscious. They start evaluating themselves. They may start developing a fixed mindset where they say, oh, I can't do this. It's too hard. Every time they have a setback, they want to give up. So this intense drive to learn that we all have in infancy can fall prey to a fixed mindset where we start thinking in terms of limitations instead of potential.
Okay, so this is what I really wanted to ask you. So through your research over the decades, you've examined why some achieve their potential and others don't, even if they're equally talented. So talk to us about the difference in mindset. But what in particular about the mindset is the differentiator?
When people have a fixed mindset, here's how they limit themselves. If they're thinking of taking on a challenge, no, they worry. Maybe I won't look smart. Maybe I won't look like I have natural talent. People will judge me. When they hit a setback, they feel humiliated. Maybe they've exposed limitations. Maybe people will see that they're truly not who they were cracked up to be. When they get helpful feedback, they see it as undermining. When they see a successful role model, they feel intimidated rather than inspired. That's their meaning system. But in a growth mindset, it's just the opposite. A challenge they understand is something they're going to learn from. A setback is something you learn from. Criticism is something you learn from. Now, it doesn't mean we're not disappointed if we fail in a growth mindset, but it's part of a process of growth.
So I guess the great thing about what you're telling us is that we can change our mindset. So let's get to that. You have overall four steps to developing a growth mindset. So what's the first step to changing or developing a growth mindset?
Yes. Let me start by saying we have done studies and others have done research studies showing that it's never too late. Whether you're a teenager in school or a manager in the workplace or an older person struggling with memory, it's never too late to change your mindset. And we've shown the improvements that take place as a result. So what can an individual person do on his or her own? The first step is learn to hear that fixed mindset voice in your head. Just pay attention and you'll hear it. For example, If you're facing a very challenging task at home or at work or in school, you'll hear that fixed mindset voice saying, "What if you fail? You'll be a failure." Or if you experience a setback, the fixed mindset voice may go, "Ha, I told you so. Now the world will see through you. They'll see you're not as capable as you wanted them to think." That's the first step. Just start hearing all the times that the fixed mindset voice is warning you to keep away from challenges, or is making you hear feedback or setbacks as meaning that you're not capable.
And I like the point you made, whether we're a young dog or an old dog, you can teach them new tricks. You can change your mindset at any stage of life. And that's refreshing to know as well. So let's go to step two, which has to do with our ability to choose, correct?
Yes. Step two is recognizing that you have a choice. You don't have to listen to that fixed mindset voice. How you interpret the challenges, the setbacks, the feedback, all of that is your choice.
Okay. Now, so, you know, step three is interesting because it's something, you know, my parents told me never to do, and that is to talk back, right? So you tell us that we need to talk back with a growth mindset voice instead. So explain what that voice sounds like. Give us some examples.
Yes, you must talk right back to that fixed mindset voice. Let it happen. Hear it. Let it talk, hear it, and then talk back. So if the fixed mindset voice says something like, "Are you sure you can do this? Maybe you don't have the talent. Maybe you better not try." A growth mindset voice might say, "You know, I'm not sure I can do it now, but I'm pretty sure I could learn to do it over time with effort and mentoring." Or the fixed mindset voice might say to you, "Now remember, if you fail, you'll be a failure." And the growth mindset voice might say, "I don't think so. Most successful people failed along the way. And by the way, most of them failed big time along the way. In fact, I learned recently that a foundation in the Silicon Valley area gives a Failure of the Year award to the project that not the project that has squandered the most money, but the project that has really milked their failure for all the lessons it can teach everyone in the foundation for how to go forward in the future and have greater success. What are the lessons learned? What is the value added from that setback? And people who are successful in science or business all talk about how much they've learned from the things that didn't work.
Yeah, I remember asking a room full of CEOs, when was their defining moment for success? Where were those big breakthroughs? And 8 out of 10 of them were at a time when they failed. Like failure was their great pivot point for transitioning into greatness. It wasn't actually a victory. It was a failure that transitioned them into their great success. Yeah. So that brings us to the last step. So share that with us.
The last step is take that growth mindset action. Take on the challenge, meet the setback and learn from it. Listen to the criticism as helpful. It's your choice what you do. And as you act within a growth mindset, it can be anxiety producing at first, but you will see the benefits. You'll take on a challenge and learn over time and think, what was so scary about that? The setback that seemed like the end of the world, once you move forward, you think, no big deal. The criticism that seemed like a condemnation, you'll understand, had really useful information in it. So again, you have a choice what to do. Take that growth mindset step and see what happens.
So I can hear our listeners thinking, okay, this all seems pretty easy. You know, no problem. I can definitely do this. So what I want to do is prevent some of the trapdoors that they might encounter. So what are some of the obstacles those listening might encounter as they try to go through this growth mindset journey?
Well, first of all, the fixed mindset voice can be quite tenacious. All the I told you so's. So you've got to expect that. Also, not all the setbacks yield to your first next effort. You don't want to say, oh, she told me that if I just persisted, it would work out. Sometimes you've got to persist for a long time. And what's really helpful there is to keep track of your progress. Start focusing on progress. Not just have I gotten to the end point, but have I learned things? Have I made progress? Those are some of the things to keep in mind as you go forward.
Yeah, which leads me to this important question I've got for you. And one of the things I preach often is what's going to have the greatest influence on your mind is, number one, the things that you feed it. Of course, whatever information you're putting in your head, and then protecting yourself from those things that are going to influence your mindset negatively, but also the associations, those people that you surround yourself with. I think David McClellan of Harvard University says the one thing most significant to the determination of your success has to do with your reference group, the people that you surround yourself with on a regular basis. So share with us from your perspective the external factors that we need to be aware of to develop this growth mindset.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. It is so important to have people in our environment that share a growth mindset and support a growth mindset, that focus on learning, that give feedback to aid our development. We have been conducting a large study in Fortune 500 companies, and we find that the employees who perceive a growth mindset in their company, who perceive that people value learning, say that they are happier in the company. They feel more supported to take risks. They trust that the company has their best interest at heart, and they're eager to give more to that company than those who think, well, this company has a fixed mindset. People around here are judging me. They're critiquing me all the time in unhelpful ways. People in those organizations hide information from each other, cut corners. They don't trust the organization, and they're not willing to go the extra mile for the organization. So we've been talking about an individual having a growth mindset, but it's really, really important to create an atmosphere of a growth mindset in an organization.
Yeah, and I have that one jotted down here, something I want to dig into a little bit further, because there are a lot of people listening that are leaders of large organizations. They have large teams, and I want to talk about how to create an environment where a growth mindset is fostered. So what would be some of your instructions to leaders of organizations to foster this growth mindset as the culture of their team or of their organization?
First, I would put out the word that this is a culture of growth, a culture of development. It's not about the lone superstars. It's not about, I'm going to find out who has the talent and those will be my favorites. It's a culture in which everyone has the ability to advance without limits. I consulted to a large financial corporation. It made the growth mindset their brand. They put up billboards all over the area. What would you like to change? What would you like to grow? I consulted to another corporation where they had ad hoc projects that anyone in the company could sign up for to grow their skills. They created such a growth mindset atmosphere that even security guards were signing up to be on financial projects and to learn from that. Everyone in the company started seeing a future for themselves that the CEO had inspired them to see. So that's just number one. The first step is portraying the company as one that favors growth without limits and because of what your skill is now or your job is now, that is not a limitation. Second, a growth mindset company really, in a sense, puts its money where its mouth is in that evaluations are based in part on whether people have embodied and lived growth mindset principles. Have they taken on challenges? Have they learned from setbacks? Have they mentored other employees? Have they been good team players, not just, you know, moving forward in their own track? These are things that a growth mindset company compensates. Now, I know it's a company. I'm not saying ignore the bottom line, but focus also on these growth mindset qualities and reward them. A growth mindset leader is always taking stock of whether the company is living that growth mindset, whether new ideas are incubating, coming from teams, how they can be moving forward. One company I worked with, the CEO sent out growth mindset emails talking about what he saw as activities that were furthering a growth mindset and ones that weren't. He wanted feedback about how he might or might not be embodying a growth mindset. So it's this very intense and dynamic atmosphere where people are eager to learn from each other, where a CEO is not saying, hey, I'm infallible, the rest of you should go develop your skills. No, it's a principle that applies to everyone.
That's great. Now, I want to talk to the parents here for a second. So if we could certainly change the course of somebody's life if we can get to them really early in life. So for those that are parents who are raising children and want to be sure that they're instilling a growth mindset in their kids from the very genesis, what are a couple of few things parents can do to be sure that they are orienting them towards a growth mindset?
That's a great question. In fact, we have some new findings suggesting that praise given even to babies can foster a fixed or a growth mindset. So what can a parent do? What our research has shown is that many of the things parents do to build children's confidence may actually be creating a fixed mindset. So when you tell your child, oh, you're so smart, you're so talented, you're the next Picasso, this is telling kids talent is fixed. And even though you're telling them you have it right now, they start worrying. What if I make a mistake? Maybe you'll think I don't have it. I better stop now while I'm ahead. I better not do something that I might fail at. So in our research, we've actually found that praising kids' intelligence or talent causes them to stop taking on challenges and to stop learning. It also makes them very vulnerable when they hit setbacks. So what should a parent do? Praise the process. Praise the process the child engages in. By the way, this should be true in businesses as well. So has the person taken on a challenge? What kind of effort are they putting in? What about their focus? What about the way they've dealt with mistakes? What about their progress over time? Praising this process puts the child or adult into a growth mindset. They say, hey, it says, hey, this is about learning. This is about improving. And it's saying, this is what I care about. This is what I value in you. As the child learns, hey, it's about taking on a challenge. It's about putting out effort. It's about trying new strategies when the first ones don't work. They're learning to be resilient. They're learning failure isn't the end of the world. It's a stepping stone. focusing on the process is the greatest gift you can give a child, because that's what's going to help them succeed in life. Not this hyped up praise of fixed intelligence that they will feel they can never live up to.
Now, I think you made the connection, but I just want to be sure that that's true. We talked about parents with young children, but this is true about leaders with organizations of adults too. I mean, the advice you just gave is great leadership advice for organizations of any age.
It is absolutely true, because the process is what brings the bottom line, the end product, as a result. That end product, what you're going for in the end, is just a byproduct of engaging in a good process. So process praise, process talk is a good way of communicating a growth mindset.
I like that. What we praise communicates what we value. So be sure that you're praising the right thing that you want to reinforce and have people continue to strive for and be encouraged by. Well, Carol, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for sharing your new psychology of success. I think all of our listeners will benefit greatly as a result of their own personal achievement from the discussion we've had here today. Thanks so much again for being with us, Carol.
It's a pleasure.
Success Audio Series, copyright Success Media, all rights reserved.